USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is President Trump's summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un still on for June 12th?
We will see.
That's President Trump speaking late yesterday at the White House about it, after recent days saw threats from North Korea that it may pull out of the summit. Former Senator Joe Lieberman saying that the president is right to have a wait-and-see attitude.
And I think this kind of comment by the president is saying, I want to make it pretty clear to Kim Jong-un, I don't want a deal more than he wants a deal. In other words, if we get to go to Singapore and we negotiate something, good. But we both have to want it.
Lieberman speaking there on Mornings with Maria on Fox News. President Trump continuing to suggest an FBI informant was embedded in his 2016 campaign, calling it in a tweet this morning, Spygate, and blaming the criminal deep state, saying they're now caught up in a spy scandal like has never been seen. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Breaking news of particular interest to the nation's Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are again increasing the chance that a disturbance headed for the Gulf of Mexico could become a tropical depression this weekend. Forecasters now put the odds of that at 60%. Meanwhile, on Hawaii's Big Island,
it was the most forceful impact I've ever had in my body in my life.
That's Daryl Clinton, the first person to be injured by lava from the most recent eruptions of the Kilauea volcano.
I've been hit by big waves and various things. That was just incredibly powerful and hot.
He remains hospitalized after that lava hit his leg while he was working on the roof of his home trying to protect it from fire. Today, officials say that lava from Kilauea is continuing to flow and, in fact, is showing no sign of slowing as it pours into the Pacific Ocean. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The teenager charged with killing a Baltimore County, Maryland police officer with a vehicle on Monday, making his first court appearance yesterday. County Police Chief Taryn Sheridan saying 16-year-old Daunta Harris is facing first-degree murder charges for the death of Officer Amy Caprio in Perry Hall, Maryland, and the teen is being charged as an adult.
He did an act which impacts a family, a spouse, brothers and sisters in law enforcement. He should be treated as an adult.
Harris allegedly drove a Jeep at Caprio as three other teenagers were burglarizing a nearby home. Those three haven't yet been charged, but the investigation's continuing. NFL owners are considering rules to deal with players who kneel during the national anthem. One of the ideas that's been floated at the owners' meetings this week in Atlanta would let the home team decide whether teams would come out of the locker room for the anthem, and if they did, teams with kneeling players would be hit with 15-yard penalties. 2 in 5 adults in the U.S. could not cover an unexpected $400 expense. That's word from the new Federal Reserve report on economic well-being. It's also found that fewer than 40% of working adults in America think they're prepared for their retirement years, and a full quarter have no retirement savings at all. And New York City's 30th annual Fleet Week getting underway today with a parade of ships. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.